Madeline Soto's biological father is speaking out now. Who knew? Who knew he was around? But I guess he is. In an exclusive interview with Channel 9, Madeline Soto's biological father has opened up about her tragic death and disappearance, shedding light on the ongoing investigation, expressing profound grief. Madeline's father, whose name is Tyler Wallace, actually, voiced his struggle to come to terms with the loss, stating, "I miss her so much. I'm just trying to do her justice." The interview with Channel 9 Eyewitness News in Florida delves into the details of the case. Let's play a little bit of that, of what has been released thus far, and just see what we have going on here.
Maddie was just the most important person to my wife and I. She was just full of joy.
Tyler Wallace had last spoken to his daughter on her birthday. He had no idea it would be the last time.
How did you find out?
I was informed through a phone call from Jennifer that she was missing.
What was her demeanor?
Jennifer's?
Was she calm? Was she freaking out?
I would say anxious.
The next morning, he got in his car and drove from Texas to Florida, only stopping for gas. But shortly after he got here, Madeline Soto's body was found in this rural area of Osceola County. Her mother's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns, is charged with sexual battery and possession of child sex abuse material. He is the main suspect in her murder after investigators say Stearns is on video dumping her backpack and laptop in a dumpster in the early morning hours of the day Maddie was reported missing.
Did your daughter ever indicate that something was going on in that house?
Not to me, no.
What did you think of Stephen Stearns?
I had interacted with him on Instagram a couple of times loosely, just kind of seeing if he gave me the ick or if he seemed okay. And as far as I was interpreting his demeanor, he seemed like a warm, interested, but like not responsive very often person.
What do you think of him now?
I don't want to say that on camera.
Yeah.
I can't communicate to you. Every father knows what I'm thinking right now.
Tyler met with Kissimmee police about their ongoing investigation.
But do you think that Jennifer Soto knows more?
I don't know. And I am interested in knowing, but I don't have reason to believe one way or the other right now. These are the things that the investigators are looking into.
And now he won't get that chance. Instead, he's here to take the little girl's ashes home to be with him now.
Was Jen a good mother?
I don't know how I can excuse this. I don't know how I can excuse this. I don't know the whole truth, though. I need to hear more. I need to hear more to answer that question.
So, there's that. And I'm not sure if this piece has any more to it.
Maddie was just the most important person to my wife and I. She was just full of joy.
Tyler Wallace.
No, it's the same thing. Yeah. So interesting. Interesting to watch the interactions. No tears. Not that I think he has anything to do with this, but it's just, I don't know how one has children and just kind of writes him off, and then there's some random guy living in the house with him. You're like, I interacted with him on Instagram a little bit and, you know, seemed like a nice enough dude. It's just like,
yeah, he seems a bit detached, which
he probably is. He's not even in the same state or near his daughter. And I don't know, there was a moment there where it's the, I don't know, like the most important thing. And it's kind of looking like tears, but no tears. I don't know. I don't get people. I don't get parents that don't have a connection to their children and don't want one and don't try to have one, or how they are just incapable of that. I really don't fucking get it.
And that's a hard thing to grasp. I personally don't have children by choice. I devoted my life to my radio career and then to animals. So I never connected with children. It like if you stick an infant in my lap, I don't know how to hold it. I truly don't.
You'd probably put it in a litter box going, okay, finish up your thing.
Exactly. Yes. What's this diaper thing? Why don't you go in a box? But I knew that about myself, and I didn't decide to have children because I didn't feel that urge. Sure. So to me, I mean, not that I'm patting myself on the back, but I knew that I didn't have that drive. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to give in to societal pressure and go, well, I have to have a kid because I'm a chick and that's what I got the parts. I got to do it. I never went there. But I don't understand. If you do have a child, why don't you have that connection? It's part of you. It's literally born of your loins. I mean, this is your.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I never liked kids. I didn't like kids when I was a kid. But then I had one and it was like, holy shit. It was just, it's something changes. I think in most people. And it's very different and it's like, okay, you're there to protect and care for and this and that. And I just don't understand this like ability that one can write off their own biological children like that. It's just, I don't know. It's not normal to me at all. And I don't know what his involvement was with her, with him, and her and the daughter, outside when there was, you know, the custody set up. I don't know how that was. Obviously he's in Texas, so it was a bit of a ways away. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their setups and sometimes you got to be in a different location. I understand that. I'm not criticizing that where parents have to do that for work and such and survival. I get that. But when you are just not remotely present for that person at all, and you just are okay with just kind of, well, I don't know who's around my, like, I would always want to know who's around my kid, whether I'm living there or not. And well, you can't always do that. Well, you're right. You can't. But if that's a priority to you, some things in life you have to make a priority. And that does mean maybe making difficult decisions. That may mean living in areas that you didn't really necessarily want to or wasn't as convenient or maybe didn't have the perfect job or whatever the fuck you want to insert here as your reason as to why you can't be a fucking parent. I don't care. It's kind of like, that's your job now. And that's the most important thing you're ever going to do in your life if you've created a human being. So you better fucking try and do it well.
And I 100% agree with you on that. I do want to put in the caveat that some divorces are so fucking ugly.
I get that.
I feel like the men in our country, and I hope I don't regret saying this out loud, but I feel like the men in our country, a portion of them get screwed over so terribly.
They do.
By the court system as dads.
Yeah.
They can be the greatest fathers, but because they are the dad and not the mom, they get fucked.
Yeah, that
in
happens
the system with custody and child support and whatnot.
Yep, it does. But even with that, then you fight it. Then you show why, and eventually you can kind of. I've seen horrible cases here. I've seen firsthand horrible cases where horrible accusations are made that are not remotely true about the dad just because the mom doesn't want to have the dad in the picture.
Exactly.
I've seen situations where one of the parents just wants to go do their thing because it's more enjoyable to them and choose not to be an active parent in one's life. That's insane to me. But I have firsthand experience with that as well. I mean, I don't know. My daughter is number one to me, no matter what. And it is just bizarre to me to see this weird narcissistic way of parenting of I'm over here doing this, going to do that. And I don't know. I'm sure he's heartbroken. I'm not trying to rip him apart, but I am being critical of the whole damn thing because this girl was failed on so many levels, from her mom that was there with her. Her father, who was completely unaware of what the hell was going on in that household, obviously didn't have a strong enough relationship for her to, at 13 years old, say, hey, there's some shit going on over here at mom's house. Please save me.
And that part disturbs me the most, that even if you don't have this close physical relationship with your dad being present in your life, you should be able to call dad who's in another state and say, "Dad, something really bad happened last night."
Yeah.
And it should never happen again. Dad should have been on the road.
Yeah.
There with the police saying, "My daughter said this happened." I mean, you should be able to go to one of your parents when something horrible happens.
Yeah.
And get the help you need. That's what a parent fucking does.
All around, she was failed. All around, yeah. These are all shitty parents. Dad, biological dad, mom, biological mom, and then, obviously, Stefan Stearns, who wasn't technically stepdad, but an absolute piece of shit that should hopefully be executed in prison with a broomstick. That's just wishful thinking on my part. But I totally hope he never makes it to trial. I just hope somebody takes him out in the prison. So I don't know. I mean, it's just so sad. And we look at these situations and go, "Oh my gosh, you know, these parents are mourning, they're going through." They are, but they also created this situation as well. They also created an atmosphere where this was allowed to happen. It endured, it kept happening, and eventually you got a girl who got killed. And before that was sexually tortured and abused and raped by someone. And I don't doubt that it's got to be painful to get that call and realize your daughter is dead. It's got to be absolutely horrible. But at the same point, well, where were you before?
Yeah.
That's my question. 100%. Where were you before? Maybe I'm completely off. Maybe there's a better thing going. I don't know. But there's obviously such a level of disconnection there that this shit went on in that little girl's life for that long that, yes, the answer is you've all utterly failed her. Still no charges officially against anyone as of this point for the murder of Madeline Soto. Just the charges against Stefan Stearns for the sexual abuse content and child pornography content, which depicted Madeline Soto that he took pictures and videos of in their house. I'm guessing they are still really trying to dig into this. He's not going anywhere. He's behind bars. And unravel whatever ring of people, because it does not happen in a vacuum. And hopefully they can take down far more people than just Stefan in that process and maybe help save the lives of some other kids. One can only hope. We'll keep waiting for those charges and hopefully more arrests to take place.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.